/DoraBeckInsider. WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington. This is Federal News Radio, on the air at 1500 AM and online at federalnewsradio.com. The only radio station in the world dedicated to serving the federal executive and government contractor. It's our mission to provide news and information that helps federal managers do their job better and help facilitate the business of government. Federal News Radio talks to the people who make government work to build a sense of federal community, discuss best practices, and explore lessons learned. Every weekday from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., Federal News Radio interviews federal newsmakers one-on-one to explain how their news affects agencies and contractors. Nights and weekends, WFED broadcasts all the action of Washington Nationals baseball, Washington Capitals hockey, the Navy midshipmen, George Washington Colonials, and American University Eagles basketball. Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m., the Washington, D.C. home of Navy athletics, and your source for federal news now.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Roger Waldron of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Roger speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now, your host, Roger Waldron.
Good morning. My guest today is Steve Kemp. Steve is the Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at GSA. Steve's been in the job for a year now, and it's as a former GSA employee, I look forward to talking to Steve today about where FAS is going and what his impressions are in his first year on the job. But first, Steve, I understand last week you were up in Canada talking to the Canadian government's procurement folks. What was that all about?
Sure, we've had a relationship with what would be our counterpart in Canada. Public Works Canada and the GSA of Canada. We were up there discussing a couple of things, complex procurements, commodities and their strategy for strategic sourcing, and some of their e-tools. So we were exchanging some information on some of their initiatives and what they're doing in some of those arenas, and some of the things that we're doing. And these Western democracies, we all have, oddly enough, the same problems, issues, and constraints with respect to procurement. So it's always good to go learn what other people are doing and see if you can learn from them and improve some of your own offerings with some of the things that they're looking at and doing.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. It's a good thing to, whether it's state and local governments or other foreign governments, talking to folks about what they're doing, what they're using, because there's no monopoly on good ideas. And now, let's turn to FAS and your first year on the job. It has been a year. Quite a year. Well, yeah, maybe it feels like 10 years. I don't know. But, tell us what are your impressions of their first year on the job and what you see as your biggest challenges?
Well, I would say a couple of things. A couple of things have surprised me. First, I think this year, there's been a lot of change this year. And I think you can look at it in a number of ways. I think the challenges facing the federal government have certainly increased. I mean, I think some of the budget constraints that most of our customers in GSA, quite frankly, are facing, some of the challenges with respect to the complexity of the marketplace and the changes in the marketplace. For us, some of the workforce issues that we're still facing in terms of retaining and great people to run our programs, and finally some of our systems and trying to improve both our internal operational systems and our customer facing systems and tools continue to be a challenge for us and things that we're working on, quite frankly.
Yes, in terms of the workforce, it is. I just remember from my time at GSA, it's an ongoing challenge investing in the workforce, and we've been talking in the procurement community about the acquisition workforce for literally the last 10 years, and trying to both improve the skill mix and also increase the numbers. What are you doing at FAS? with regard to the acquisition workforce?
Well, one of the first things we did when I came, you know, I think our administrator is famous for some of the slams that she did.
I've heard about those slams.
First ones we did was a hiring slam, where I said, you know, we just need to get over the hump on some of our hiring. It was really impeding our progress on some projects we were working on, and just quite frankly, in getting the work done. So we went on a hiring slam to hire 200 people in 3 months, and we actually got it done. And we learned a little bit about the hiring process, about, you know, how to get how to move forward with some of the hiring that had been sort of stuck in the system.
You know, Steve, I have to say, you know, that's I don't know if I believe in miracles, but in the federal government, be able to hire 200 people in 3 months or whatever it was, that's incredible. Because I used to have to try to hire people, and you know, the maze that you had to go through to get it done. So I mean, that's a great thing. In terms of other investments that you're making, what are you doing with regard to your systems and some of your buying programs, if you would?
Sure, a couple of things. We're working on digitization generally across our programs. We really need to get all of our operations into an electronic format. We are also working on something we're calling Enterprise Acquisition Solution, which is really trying to get to full-scale electronic contracting in most every one of our programs. And that's a long-term effort for us, probably going to take 5 years or so to get all the way to the end. But we've got a lot of work ongoing and ready moving forward. And then the last major initiative we have is the supply chain modernization, which is a lot of our infrastructure around some of the supply operations and a lot of the other programs. It's a very broad-based infrastructure upgrade to what we call FSS 19, which is most of our operational contracting.
Yeah, and FSS, for you who's listening, FSS 19 is basically, I guess, FAS's data processing heart. It's the repository of all the data with regard to the product, services, and that sort of thing that FAS offers.
If you're ordering through a requisition or off of, if you're ordering any kind of requisition or ordering off of Advantage, anything like that, the undergirdings of that is really FSS 19. And it was something that you'll recall, was built in the 80s.
Yes.
So you can imagine right now, it really is in need of upgrade.
Yeah, it's a real, real installed base. Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, the thing that struck me listening to you is that you have a big challenge there, in the sense that at the same time you're trying to make investments in the workforce, you're investing in the systems, you're trying to upgrade, you know, the supply chain management, but you still have to deliver. You have to deliver to the customer agencies at the same time. So how do you balance that, or and talk a little bit about your leadership team. I know in that regard that a lot of new folks are in your senior management team as well. And how are you just sort of meeting that challenge of both modernizing and, you know, delivering at the same time?
Well, certainly I think having a good leadership team helps with all of that. But I think coming into the job, one of the things I recognized that I thought we had to do was in my position, one of my responsibilities was to go out and improve our communication. Because if we're going to go forward and change some things and improve, we need to be able to communicate and make sure we were doing that. So, you know, first I focused in on two key areas, our stakeholders and our employees, to make sure they knew what we were doing, they were on board, and you know, they knew what was going to be happening. And then after that, I started moving out into working with a little bit more of our customers, and then finally industry, because I think, you know, all of them need to understand where we're going and what we're doing. And you know, I think we hadn't been doing a very good job of keeping all of those folks understanding where we were going and what we were going to do. And if we were going to embark on some serious change, we needed to have better ways of communicating to all of those constituencies exactly what we were going to do, and keep them in tune with what's happening.
Well, Steve, we're going to continue communicating, but right now we have to take a break. But when we return, we'll be talking more with Steve Kemp, Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at GSA. You're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Every government agency has a distinct mission, yet they all share a common vision: to better serve the American people. And it's been the determination of every federal employee that's made this vision a reality, and our country what it is today. The strategy and technology consultants of Booz Allen Hamilton are proud to have helped government clients meet their missions and prouder still to continue providing support. Today, Booz Allen's 20,000 dedicated professionals have the expertise, the experience, and the solutions to help you continue adapting to ever-changing public service pressures while achieving your goals. So whether you're responding to today's demands or looking beyond the horizon, count on Booz Allen to help you be ready for what's next. Booz Allen Hamilton, delivering results that endure. BoozAllen.com. That's BoozAllen.com.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we're talking to Steve Kemp, Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at the General Services Administration, and we've been talking about FAS's his first year on the job, FAS's challenges, priorities, where it's going. And right now, let's talk a little bit about your leadership team. When we went to break, we had touched a little bit about on some changes in the leadership team at FAS and moving forward. Steve, tell us a little bit about your team.
Well, I think you've got a great team, but a lot of them are new to their jobs. I think many of them are not new to GSA, but they're new to the exact position that they're in. Mary Davey was the last person who just moved into leading the ITS organization. I think a great, nice fit for that organization. She was, in many ways, their biggest customer, and now she's actually going in and going to work on the other side of that transaction. So I think she's got a real customer view. Right. She'll be able to bring that perspective to that job, and I really look forward. Mary's a great problem solver, so some of the issues that are in ITS, I think she's going to do a great job at solving, and I think she's getting out there now and getting her hands dirty, trying to figure out what's going on. We have Bill Sisk, who's come up to us from Region 4, where he was an assistant commissioner, taking over the General Supplies and Services portfolio. Bill has a really long history in working in our depot program and in assisted services. Great perspective, understands that business really well, and I think he's going to do a great job for us. Tammy Riggs took over our CAR organization, the Customer Accounts and Research. Got a really good, strong background in customer service, really understands that business. Did that job for PBS, so she's come back to FAS. She started with FAS a long time ago. Houston Taylor taking over acquisition management, my old job. So, you know, we've got a lot of new people. We've got some new regional commissioners. But I will say this, they're great people. We're really starting to work together well, and I'm really looking forward to some really great results from this team.
You know, when you ran through those names, Steve, what struck me about it is they are people who have served in government a long time, have worked at GSA, have worked with customers. And it's a great point about Mary Davey, the fact that in her previous job, she, in assisted services, she was actually using GSA's schedule. She was using the GWACs. She understands how those things work from a customer's perspective. And then you put her in the position where, she both knows the assisted side and, the pieces and parts that go with those government-wide contracting programs. I think that's a pretty powerful combination. So it does sound like you got a great team there. I know most of those people from the time I was at GSA, and again, they're some of the top talent at GSA. So that's a great team. Turning a little bit to your customers, which ultimately are your customer agencies, and ultimately, frankly, the taxpayers. When you think about value for money. What are you hearing or seeing from your customers in terms of their buying patterns and where they're going?
Well, I think we're seeing a couple of different things happening with our customers and their demands on us. I really think, we're seeing some things like customers wanting more data, more transparency. And again, that feeds into, improving our systems so that we'll be able to supply them with better information about what they're buying. We're working a lot on our pricing models. So more dynamic pricing and being able to share that information about what people are paying for what they're buying for us. We're seeing a lot of customers wanting to do things like strategic sourcing, whether it's across the whole federal government or just within an agency. So we're working with some agencies who've asked us to come in and help them understand their purchasing patterns. Where are the opportunities for buying better? What kinds of information do you know about what we're buying from you or what's out there generally? So, you know, I think they're looking to us for some expertise around buying, some expertise around the market analysis. And I think those are good things for GSA. They are things we ought to be doing. So, you know, so instead of coming to us for, you know, transactional information in many cases, they're coming to us for some strategic help in some circumstances. And then we're seeing things like ComSatCom, where they're actually coming to us and saying, let's work together to provide something that we each did separately. Let's just do it once and combine our resources and provide a much better end product with the synergy that our two agencies create.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I would guess you'd see more and more of that sort of agencies coming to GSA to try to leverage resources to do things given the budgetary constraints. You know, as the central purchasing arm of the federal government, GSA can and FAS can play a huge role in you know getting value for money for the taxpayers, and especially with this budget crunch that we're facing today. With regard to the GSA Schedules program in particular, are there changes in store there? What are you looking at in terms of its operations, if anything? Just where are you going with that, do you see?
The Schedules is such a big program. It's you know, including the VA part, which we work with them very closely on, about $45 billion worth of sales a year. Almost 10% of what the government buys is bought through the Schedules program in one form or fashion. And we're doing some things that I think are really important. I mean, I think there's always been continuous process improvement going on in the Schedules program, but we're really trying to move that ahead a little bit further. One of the things we know is that people have said for a long time they're difficult to use, and so we're beginning to work very carefully on the training around the Schedules. And this spring, we've got the training ready. We're going to be introducing a lot of it at Expo in May. So, we're going to be working with our customers on how to use the Schedules properly, how to use it for advanced purchasing like BPAs and that sort of thing.
Well, Steve, that's a good I'm giving you an opportunity to give a plug. When is the Expo and where is it? And it's all about training. I know that. So go ahead.
Well, this year we're working on Inspire, Innovation, and Interact. And it is May 10th through the 12th in San Diego. Good things about this year, we just signed Steve Wozniak to come and be our keynote speaker.
Oh, great.
Expo this year will also include the Network Services Conference, which will be co-located, which will allow us to do a little bit broader training than we've done in the past. 700 vendors, 200 courses being delivered that week. It's going to be a great opportunity to provide some support to our customers and outreach to our industry partners.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Expo. I was actually asked to do some training at the Expo, and I'm looking forward to doing that. It's a great event. Brings thousands of procurement folks from around the country together. And again, with the 200 courses, I think it's a great opportunity for training and for education for the professionalization of the acquisition workforce. Well, right now, we have to take a break, but when we return, we'll be talking to Steve Kemp, Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at GSA. You're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
What do successful small, medium, and large federal contractors, including two-thirds of the top 100, have in common? Membership in the Coalition for Government Procurement. Successful federal contractors know they get the information edge they need on developing acquisition trends and an effective voice to protect their interests from coalition membership. For nearly 30 years, the coalition's been the trusted voice of industry, working with federal officials to promote common sense procurement. Know what the best know. Join the coalition today to protect and grow your company's business. Contact the Coalition at 202-331-0975 or visit their website at thecgp.org. That's 202-331-0975 or thecgp.org. Don't be left wondering what will happen to your federal business. Contact the Coalition today.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today we're talking to Steve Kemp, Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at GSA, and we've been talking about FAAS's challenges, priorities, and where things are sort of generally going with government-wide procurement. Before the last break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, what your customers were looking for. And I know OMB and OFPP have looked a lot to FAS and GSA for support in some of its major initiatives. Would you like to talk about some of those?
Sure. I mean, one of the things that I think we're really trying to sink our teeth into very deeply is the strategic sourcing initiatives. And we've been working very closely with OFPP and OMB on some strategic sourcing. I think we're in our second generation of the office supplies. We're in our second generation of the domestic delivery services. I think both of them are moving along as planned. And this is a great story where the government has leveraged its purchasing across the entire federal government to get excellent prices, to drive down the cost of operations. And one of the great things about that is if we take on and set up these purchasing agreements, BPAs, it allows them to use their contracting officers to do other things, other agency initiatives. We've got a few more that we're rolling out this spring. We're working on printers and copiers, multifunction devices, and something called print management. We're also working on wireless plans. We already have in place a telecommunications expense management service.
Steve, are most of these being done as you mentioned BPAs? Are they being done as BPAs off the GSA schedules?
Yes, all of those are BPAs off of schedules. So it really is at the heart of your program here, commercial contracting at its best. Trying to drive down the prices. And some of the things we're seeing, I think, are really interesting to me to watch. So even the losers on these contracts have gone back in and dropped their prices. So people who aren't even using the strategic sourcing are actually getting some benefit of this. And it's teaching us a little bit more about pricing, the dynamics of the marketplace. And in each of these, we begin to collect more and more information as we go. We're able to make better decisions in the contracting as we go. And then we're also energizing the Smart Buy program, where we were buying the software. We're trying to bring that into the program as well.
And part of that program, Steve, I'm just curious, is, because you talked earlier about data and assistance from agencies, is part of this strategic sourcing sort of initiative also sort of looking at purchasing patterns or even installed base? What I mean by that is I just remember being in the government that the government really didn't have a good handle, like how many cell phones it had, like
right.
An agency. And somebody may be assigned three different cell phone numbers, we're still paying for all three. Are you helping on that side as well?
And we're seeing some of that in each of these programs. So each generation, we get better. We get better data. Part of putting the contracts in place is also collecting data on the back end of that, transactional data, so we know what we were purchasing, what we were paying for it, what the trends are in terms of what we were buying and when, so that the next competition that comes up for the next generation, we're going to be even better. So we'll have a better idea of what we can promise to the vendor community, what we expect in return, and drive our behaviors a little bit differently. And we're seeing some really interesting opportunities, as I talked about doing print management. We're looking at that right now. It's not about getting the cheapest price for the copier.
Right,
it's about
right.
having the right number of copiers, how to turn that into a service, if you will, and how to drive, the bottom line operational costs of your print management. And some of that includes some really crazy things that people might not think about. Is your copier set to, print on both sides? What is the copier set for in terms of the graphical displays? Is it all black and white or color? Just changing little things like that can have a huge impact in the end, when you talk about printing
right.
over the
hey,
whole life of
I'll
a,
give you,
a year.
I can just tell you, I'll give you a real life experience, Steve. It sounds like what you're talking about is, I remember being in the government and literally, I'd say almost everybody had their own printer,
mm-hmm.
right? You go to the private sector, it was, I worked at a law firm for 4 years. Every lawyer did not have their own.
No.
Trust me, did not have their own printer. You know, there were central printers. You used them. You know, you shared them.
Yeah, and that's the expertise that we're trying to add to that transaction, coming in and trying to find out, you know, what are the number of printers that you should have in a building or an operation, and what, you know, what are the best practices elsewhere, both in the government and outside the government, that we can apply in order to save money and marshal the resources right. that we have.
Yeah, and I think you hit exactly the right tone there with regard to it's not about the lowest price. It's about providing, you know, intelligent value for that customer. Especially when you're trying to manage, like if it's a print service, it's about the value that you provide overall to that customer in that context. Cloud computing, and I know that's an area that mm-hmm. I think OMB has been focused on it as well, and I think FAS has been involved in that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, we've worked with within our own organization with Dave McClure's office in setting up a PMO for cloud computing, and we're working on a couple of initiatives. We've done infrastructure as a service. We're working on software as a service. We continue to, I think we're working on an email contract right now. And again, part of this is, you know, how do we deliver that service too? So, you know, again, here, it's really looking at how can we provide some value add to what's existing on the schedules program already. So right, like an infrastructure right. as a service, can we align the service offerings from the commercial vendors in a way that the government wants to buy it in order to meet its cloud computing objectives? So, you know, how can we tweak that a little bit to put it in the place and in the way that the agencies want to buy it in order to be, you know, successful in their operations?
Sure. You know, we could talk about, the things that FAS and GSA touch across government. I mean, we could literally do, you know, a whole series of shows on this, Steve, and maybe I'll invite you back for several different shows. But right now, we're at the end of the show for today, so I want to thank you, Steve, for joining me today. I'm Roger Waldron.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Roger Waldron of the Coalition of Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Connect with Federal News Radio wherever you are. Like us on Facebook to see the hottest news stories on your wall. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/FedNewsRadio. Download our free iPhone app. Just go to the App Store and search for Federal News Radio. And now, connect to the radio station straight from your cell phone. Just call 712-432-6616. Go to federalnewsradio.com and search for social media for details.
WFED Washington.